you. Welcome back to our coverage of this event. We're into the final loop. The leading cars have come off the end of Fannett Head, which was special stage 18. All the leaders in both the national and the international are through safety, so it means Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett and Subaru continue to lead this event. Two stages to go. They remain on course for that magic three in a row. Donegal wins. Sam Moffat continues to move ahead of his brother Josh in the battle for second and in the fight for top championship points. While in the national rally, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee continue to lead. They've built on their advantage as they now head to the Atlantic Drive second time round. So the story of the times in Fannett Head, the quickest man was Sam Moffat and Carol Atkinson, 10 minutes 28 seconds dead for the Monaghan crew. They've been putting in fastest times all day as they chased down Josh at the end of the last loop. They had taken second place overall and now they have built on that advantage in second spot. Some of the other times, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, 10 minutes 37 dead. They of course are just in steady mode. They're just managing the car and getting it home. Second fastest time was Josh Moffat, 10 minutes 31.4. Callum Devine had a good time as well, 10 minutes 35.1. Dugan, that's Robert Dugan, he lost a bit of time, 10 minutes 54.7, while Eugene Donnelly was 10 minutes 57.9. That was the top six in the times from the leading contenders. Unofficially overall, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett still lead by a minute and 1 second from Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, the Subaru ahead of the Fiesta R5. Manus on course for a title, but Sam Moffat is of course looking for top championship points. He holds that place at the moment. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are now 5.7 adrift of Sam in third. Robert Dugan in that R5 Fiesta remains in fourth, over a minute down in Josh. Callum Devine continues to hold on to fifth place ahead of Eugene Donnelly. In the national rally, well, the quickest car in there was and Fannett Head was Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, 10 minutes 50 seconds for the dual partnership crew in that Darien T90. They were 6 seconds quicker than the time of Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan, 10.56 for Gallagher. Some of the other top six times, Gary Kiernan with Ryan Moore on board, 11 minutes 9.6. Ryan Loughran and Frank Kelly are having a good ding-dong. Loughran, 11 minutes 6.1. Gareth Doherty from Donegal is, of course, on board. Sean Ferris is on board with Frank Kelly, 11 minutes 6.2, just 0.6 off a second, the difference between Loughran and Kelly and Fannett, while Kyle McGettigan continues to go well. 11 minutes 20.4 was the time there for Kyle McGettigan. So unofficially, overall, at the top of the national, Ian Barrett has now increased his advantage to 33.8 over Kevin Gallagher. Gary Kiernan continues to hold on to third place. He has an advantage of just under a minute over Ryan Loughran in fourth place. And then fifth is Frank Kelly in that escort, 26 seconds down on Loughran, and Callandale McGettigan and the All Donegal crew are wrapping up the top six in the national. The leading cars are heading off to Atlantic Drive. Last time when they were in the drive, it was wet and it was slippy. It has dried out, and it's the penultimate stage of this event, stage 19. Then they'll do Glen for the final time, stage 20, and then we'll be crowning the champion. It's all about Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett at the front of the field. They continue to dominate this event. They are losing a bit of time today, but they can lose as much as they want because it's all about just getting this car home to be crowned champions once again. There's two more stages to go before that, if that is to happen. Join us for more on Highland Sunday Sports shortly.